believe it or not, the 90s teen soap opera Beverly Hills 90210 is back, sort of. We're joined by our pop culture correspondent, Linda Holmes. Linda, thanks for being here.
Thank you, David.
Did I call it a soap opera? It's more like just teen soap. Opera might be not accurate.
Soapy teen drama.
Soapy teen drama.
Yeah.
So is reboot accurate? Is that what's happening here, or is not so much?
It's not exactly a reboot in the same way as like the new episodes of The X-Files or Will and Grace or whatever. It's
okay.
What they decided to do. You have to remember, 90210 ran for 10 seasons. The characters were never particularly interesting to begin with.
You loved it, it sounds like.
I did.
Okay.
And
just not interesting characters.
No. And there's no reason why you would go back to visit with these ding-dongs after another bunch of years. And so they didn't. What they did instead is they made a scripted show about these actors, all of whom are playing themselves. It's kind of, again, a kind of a comedy soapy thing about the actors trying to mount a reboot. Are you following?
It's a rebooted, semi-reboot about a reboot.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's not a reality show, and it's not made to look like a reality show. It's just another scripted. Are you with me, David?
I'm with you. Like, Tori Spelling is playing Tori Spelling.
Yes, exactly. And in this clip, you can hear Tori Spelling and Jenny Garth, two of the actors, on their way to Vegas for a cast reunion.
Great.
Oh, boy.
Tell me you're not Instagramming that.
Us on our way to our 90210 30th reunion and these drunk yahoos in the backseat. Instagold.
Smile.
You are out of control. No, what I'm out of is money. This is going to help.
So you can see they're horrified because they're sitting in coach.
Uh-huh.
And so they're working through it. They're playing these exaggerated versions of themselves, even though their spouses and other people are fictional and are played by actors. So it's a little bit of a blend.
I can't tell from your voice if you like this thing or not.
Well, I think asking whether this is a good show is entirely beside the point. It's not
okay.
Good in the way that a normal television show would be good.
Right.
But there are limitations to the acting. There are limitations to the writing. It's funny that there are limitations to the acting, even with people playing themselves. But with that said, it is sort of fun. And I think it's entertaining enough. And while that's probably not the blurb they were going for, that's what I would go with, I think.
That's your blurb.
That's my blurb. Entertaining enough. Linda Holmes, NPR.
Okay. Were the ratings good?
You know, they were okay. What constitutes good ratings has changed a lot in television because the audience is so splintered. But people did watch it. By some measures, it won the night. Under current rules, it's doing fine.
Is this the future of reboots? I mean, like, sort of self-aware parodies like this?
Well, it really depends on the show. As I said, there are shows like Will and Grace or Arrested Development, or if you think about the recent return of Veronica Mars, shows where people really do want to make good shows. This, I think, is a different thing. This is a nostalgia tchotchke. And I think as that, it works pretty well because of the nature of the show.
And sometimes nostalgia is enough.
It is.
All right, so the reboot is called BH90210. It airs Wednesdays on Fox, and the blurb from our pop culture correspondent, Linda Holmes, is, quote, entertaining enough. Linda, thanks. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, David.